Speak up. Leverage your cause as a public speaker. Hi, everyone. My name is Joanne A.J. Scott, founder and CEO of Essence of a Lady Incorporated. Today, I will be speaking to you about how you can use your cause, your business, to help leverage yourself as a public speaker. As the old saying goes, if it has to be, it's up to me. Whether you're speaking to one person or 1,000 people, your message should resonate volumes when it relates to promoting your cause. People listening to you should be able to feel your passion and conviction each time you open your mouth. When one looks back on influencers of the world, such as Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, Dr. Martin Luther King, even Steve Jobs, the pivotal point in each of their lives was when they made a conscious decision to speak globally about a cause they were very passionate about, even willing to die for. We, as entrepreneurs, we must exemplify the same passion for our cause. But you may say, but I don't have a cause. I run a business. Well, let's explore how your business represents your cause, how you can leverage your business through cause marketing, and how speaking can catapult your business to the next level. I had the wonderful privilege this fall to be an MC and panel moderator for a national tour. I got the opportunity to listen to women entrepreneurs express their passion that they turn into a business. These experts on the panel spoke enthusiastically about how they branded their business, how they conveyed their message, and the tools they used to brand it. Each woman displayed passion for helping women succeed in life and business, while each panelist was clear, thorough, and articulate in their purpose of support for women in all different roles in life. Several women stood out by branding their style in a memorable way. In Houston, Texas, Christy Jackson, she's the founder and woman of CEO Project, the Women CEO Project. She spelled out 5 different points that showed how focused and passionate she was about a woman leaving the tour, and she made sure that women leaving the tour had a strong takeaway message. Toni Harris, she's a national speaker and trainer. What was so amazing about Toni Harris at this tour was she strategically collaborated with her circle beyond the tour. In fact, amazingly, she established a group called Bigger Than Bloggers to help put information into practice. How amazing was that? In addition, she demonstrated how to use the tools available to simplify blogging and how using email marketing and video to elevate each woman with their business. She left a lasting impression on the women in her circle and me. Of course, I invaded the group to participate myself. Also, when it came to showing how they conveyed their message, Dana Sidberry, who is the owner of Motivational Marketing and hostess for a tour in Charlotte, North Carolina, she epitomized this point. Everyone knew who and where she was located based on her signage and strategic placement of her volunteers at the event in Charlotte, North Carolina. The location had plush seats, decorative cloths, delicious food, desserts, and drinks. Then, to top it off, she had fabulous swag bags promoting her clients, speakers, and the founder of the tour. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Yashima Everlove, Magnet Advertising, she was amazing. She exuded powerful communication skills as she shared how she has captured corporate clients and powerful women executives as a coach. Her words were so powerful, the 16-year-old student recruited to volunteer heard me describe my mentoring program for girls and approached me to connect her with Dr. Avalov that day. We made the connections and the mentoring process has begun. Dr. Avalov said she would bring her to her events to volunteer and she would connect her with other women to help her go to the next level. One thing I can tell you about these women on the tour was these women's message was their lifestyle, and everyone who met them understood their passion for their business immediately. On the other hand, common tools mentioned for branding was the social media, email marketing, and networking. Several women had established a strong following, although they're all also through radio talk shows, blogs, as authors, and creators of special events. However, several women had very unique branding tools that stood out. For instance, Christina Gallagher, She's Got Clients CEO. From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, she uses a dynamic CD to draw women in to join her mailing list and develop clients based on her step-by-step approach. She also uses unique tools for marketing that I had never heard of before. And to be honest, can't remember them right now at this time either. But I can tell you this. She drew me in, and she drew others in, and wanted to connect with her right after the tour. Vanessa Matlock was another one. Vanessa Maddox. She has the girlfriend group in Virginia and Washington, D.C. And she described how she was breaking barriers by joining usually closed and inaccessible women organizations to make sure she opened up opportunities for her 1,300 women international group. Shakenya Calhoun of the Calhoun Group in Montgomery, Alabama, well, she demonstrated the tool she uses, you know, the good old-fashioned person-to-person network. When she approached the owners of the venue and said to them, "How can I help you market this venue? Because more people should know about it." She did that right on the spot. I tell you, these women were amazing. They were so passionate. Finally, Lynn White, non-techie pro, Lynn White Designs. She's the owner and operator of those two entities in Washington, D.C. She became so passionate about helping women because she recognized the need for women to learn how to operate their own website when she had to teach herself. Afterwards, she implemented seminars and coaching sessions to teach other women how to do the same. Now she's known as the tech lady or techie lady to some women. All I can say is, you go, girls. One thing I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, as you prepare to build your business, remember, it's so important to include speaking, whether it's on a panel, whether it's speaking one-to-one to a customer, or speaking to a whole room of hundreds of thousands of people. One thing that's very clear is that people understand when you're very passionate about whatever you do because they can feel your passion, they can observe your energy, and they can understand that whatever you're doing, it means a lot to you. Therefore, remember, it's important to leverage your business through cause marketing. Because when you focus on a cause that you're very passionate about and you want to convey it to a particular audience, you need to sit down, take time, and focus in on that when you're planning the opportunity to present to a small group of 1 to 2 or a large group of thousands. From helping women build websites, providing guidance as a marketing specialist, developing women networks, establishing online communities, to coaching aspiring, experienced, or advanced women entrepreneurs or women in general. All the panelists on the tour that I mentioned or didn't mention, they have positioned themselves as experts in their prospective fields, and they've discovered how to garnish every opportunity to promote their product, service, or nonprofit organization as speakers. The common thread for most women in all 5 cities of the tour that I was on this fall was, your message is in your mess, as the tour founder, Vanetta, freely stated on almost every stop. The amazing thing was, the only place that she did not make that statement, another panelist stated it. And all we could do was look at each other afterwards in agreement. So as the founder and CEO of Essence of a Lady Incorporated, I can tell you I've been on a journey for almost 25 years encouraging women to understand that as a pioneer in life and business mentor, I totally and completely focus in on helping women understand that they must exude and illustrate, but most importantly, demonstrate what they believe in by promoting their cause to the people and the targeted audience that they so strongly want to understand their message. Because the women on this tour, they exuded that information. Many women truly believe in what they are doing to support each other and other women. So remember, speak up and leverage your cause as a public speaker. I'm Joanne A.J. Scott with Essence of a Lady Incorporated. If you want more information about the blog post that I make as I tour the country and speak to other women, feel free to go to About me/Joanne A.J. Scott, or you can go to my website, www.eladies.org, and don't forget the new website, which will bring all women together of all walks of life to market and promote, buy and sell, are post their events, give resources. It's called eladies.biz, and that site will be up by December the 1st. But don't forget, if you go on that site, you will have an opportunity to sign up to get a free birthday gift. Why? Because birthdays are very important to all of us. And the longer you live, the more important it becomes. But by going to eladies.org or eladies.biz and going to the top right and clicking free birthday gift, that will get you on our email list for you to get updates about information on eladies.biz. And it'll tie you into other women. You'll get to peruse the site, and you will have an opportunity to sign up for a free listing. That's right, free. FREE, free listing for your for-profit entity, non-profit entity, community association, or as a professional woman, you want to be listed so people can know where they can find you for any sales or marketing opportunities. The idea for this site is for all of us as women to come together. But most importantly, speak up. Leverage your cause as a public speaker. Thank you so much, Joanne A.J. Scott.